The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back in the studio behind the glass. And today, we are live at Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra specials all football season at Klondike Kate's, which, by the way, starts its Christmas season here. We're all decorated out. Good morning, Hugh Douglas.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, I just want to say this. This is on a personal note. Whoever put candy corn and trail mix needs to be flogged.
Why?
I saw that the other day, man. That's just
it's a sweet and salty combination.
Nobody likes candy corn, and now you're trying to figure out what you're going to do with all this candy corn. So, oh, yeah, by the way, let's put it in the trail mix.
It's not as egregious as you're making it out to be.
It's bad. That's a bad combo.
I admit, you know what's a bad combo? Joel Embiid and a microphone lately and the play on the court. We'll get to that. The Sixers welcome back Joel. As the NBA Cup began, how excited everyone is. Joel after the game, more than his on-court performance, caught our attention. We'll get to Joel Embiid later in the show. Seth Joyner will join us. We'll have Elliot Shore Parks. We got ourselves an honest-to-goodness Phillies rumor. What a player I would love to have here in Philadelphia. So we'll get to all that today. But, Hugh, you know, as we get ready for a huge game tomorrow night, and we get ready for the Eagles and the Commanders Thursday night football, I was thinking about something. Yesterday I was driving home, and I was listening to the afternoon show, right? And they're talking about Jalen Hurts. And I want to make sure I present the way they frame the discussion. But I think
I think I heard the same discussions that you heard.
They were having a discussion on Jalen, and it was kind of the backdrop was, what's more likely? Is he to be the reason they win the Super Bowl?
Or the reason he loses?
And it was a really good discussion. But I just, as I was listening to the discussion yesterday, and listening to the callers, listening to Spike and Ike and Jack react here to everything when it comes to Jalen Hurts, what caught my attention was this reality, and I really believe this now.
Hugh, what is that?
We've actually underrated the season that Jalen Hurts has had so far. And I don't think we've been fair in the way we've talked about his season.
Oh, so now you're about to apologize.
No, there's no apologies. I'm just trying to present the reality of Jalen Hurts' season. Here's the reality. And whether or not you want to admit it or you want to say, yeah, but. There's a lot of yeah, buts around Jalen Hurts this season. A lot of yeah, buts. And we've all done it, right? We all watched the way he got here. It was kind of a choppy first month, but then he got really hot. But even as he's gotten hot, there's been yeah, buts. Well, they run the ball more. Here's the reality. Right now, Jalen Hurts, and this is an objective thing. It's not like my opinion. He has the fourth shortest odds to win the NFL MVP.
Quietly.
It's Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
It's Josh Allen. It's Patrick Mahomes. And then the next guy on the list over at FanDuel is Jalen Hurts. And, Hugh, I'm just going
to
throw –
not a bad spot to be.
It's not. Let me just throw quickly, and I want your take on this. So where he ranks numbers-wise, okay? Because the numbers are the numbers, right? He's fourth in completion percentage in the whole NFL. He is fourth in yards per attempt, fourth in yards per completion, fifth in passer rating, total touchdowns, he's fourth. Like, when you slice it any way you want, he's got good numbers. Mm-hmm. He's leading a 7-2 team. He has gotten better since the bye. And I think now we look back, the first month, it was a new offense. Jalen always seems to struggle in a new offense the first month. Then he gets going. Hugh, I think we have underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having. You look at his completion percentage, you look at his passer rating, it's better than it was 2 years ago when he finished second in the NFL MVP voting, and I think he would have won it if not for his shoulder injury and Mahomes got it. Hugh, what do you think of this? Have we underrated this, or have we been fair to Jalen and the way we've talked about his season?
I think we've been fair, and I tell you what, the sentiment that you have, Joe, I would say is more of a national sentiment than a boots-on-the-ground sentiment. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to, you know, say that there's anything wrong with the take that you have. But here's the reality. for us as Eagle fans that see Jalen on a day-to-day basis and listen to this show on a day-to-day basis. Jalen had a rough ending to his season last year.
Yep, totally.
Jalen was not playing well last year. Jalen started off this season turning the ball over. Jalen has benefited tremendously from Saquon Barkley being here in this backfield. I'm not trying to take anything away from Jalen Hurts, but when you say that we've been harsh on him or in things like that, I don't think that's the case, because as a fan of this team and as a guy that looks at this team every day, I think all of the criticisms that was levied on Jalen Hurts during the course of this year, at the beginning of the year, they were fair, because he was turning the ball over a lot. He wasn't playing well. And after that Saints game, I give him the New Orleans Saints game, is when he started to turn the corner and play better. But with all of that being said, there was a lot of other stuff that was going on. So, you know, even though the focus wasn't directly on him, it was on parts of this, aspects of this football team that weren't looking great.
Well, that's fair. And 215-592-9494, have we underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having? I mean, you wake up halfway through this thing, actually more than halfway now. We're entering the biggest game of the season, and I don't think we've really reflected the season Hurts is having. Like, he's fourth in MVP odds over at FanDuel. I mean, I don't believe he's going to win the MVP. I think, you know, barring an injury, it's going to be probably Lamar or Mahomes, because if Mahomes has an undefeated season, he'll just win it. And Lamar is obviously statistically the best quarterback this year. But, Hugh, you said something, and I think you're right. You're right that we see all the little things, right? And
it's the little nuances.
The nuances. But you know what we don't do? And this is – it's just reality. We're focused on the Eagles. So we're not reacting to the interception C.J. Stroud threw on Sunday. Or we're not reacting to the Josh Allen's tough games, right? We're
looking at it as our guy.
Yeah, right. We nitpick Jalen, and we kind of look at the big picture and everyone else. Here's the big picture. You mentioned turnovers. You're right. Jalen has had – he had a stretch early in the season where it was a crazy amount of turnovers, right? And he could have had more. Remember, the Packers dropped a couple? So that's all true. But we are now, you know, 55% or whatever through the season.
Yeah.
20 quarterbacks have more interceptions than Jalen. 20. Like, I think if I said that to someone walking down the street in Philadelphia, they'd say, really? 20 quarterbacks. And I'm going to give you a couple that have Jordan Love, who I think is a good quarterback. Before the season, I listed Love above Hurts on my list. He has double the interceptions as Jalen Hurts. Mahomes has 9. Goff, who just had a 5-interception game, he had as many in one game, and I think Goff's really good. He had as many in one game as Hurts has the entire season. So you're right that we do this. We focus on our guy because we see the flaws. Maybe national people don't, but we also don't see the flaws in the other quarterbacks. You know what I mean? Like, I think we're harsher on Jalen
because
he's our guy.
We care about him.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's okay. I mean, it's just like you made me think of something. Like, I worry about parenting my child. I'm not worried about how you parent your kids.
Yeah, totally.
It's different, and our parenting styles are probably different. That's okay. Not saying that yours is better than mine or vice versa. That's just how it is. And I'm pretty sure if you go across any fan base, it's the same thing. It's just here. And I think when it comes to athletes that play here, they need to understand that. You know, it's always like that. Somebody's always on the outside looking in, and they're going to appreciate certain things that you do more so than others. But the standard here has been set, and I'm going to keep saying that until I turn blue in the face, which is probably never going to happen. The standard has been set. The standard is Super Bowl or bust with this team. And when you're not playing to the standard that you have set for yourself, then, yeah, there's going to be some criticism. You need to understand that. You know, when you come in here and you having all these cliches and you doing all these poignant speeches and having all these poignant sayings and stuff like that, people gravitate towards that, and they're expecting you to live up to the expectations that you've set for yourself.
And you're right about that, but I think we've almost missed it. He has. Like, maybe we've gotten here in a weird way, but if I had told everyone before the season started, 7-2 Eagles, Jalen fourth or fifth in almost every one of the big categories, what would you have said? You said, I'll take that. That's good.
But okay, let's be realistic. Are we there, though? Are we there at the standard that we've set for ourselves? Because the last time I checked, the Super Bowl is in Louisiana.
Right, but we can only be –
We're on that trajectory.
We're on the trajectory.
Yeah, but the mission isn't over.
Right, but we're here today. Like, I don't know what's going to happen.
No.
I don't know what's
going to
happen the next six, seven weeks.
And tonight, tomorrow night.
That's a big one.
It's going to be a big test towards that.
It is. You know, I also want to factor in, Jalen Hurts is 7-2, and he missed A.J. Brown for what, 3 games? He missed Devontae Smith 3 games?
No, he fought through it. No, he's playing well. No, I'm not taking anything away from him, but when you tell me, or when you say, hey, been a little too hard on you.
No, I just, I think we've almost missed it. I think we've got so caught up in the little details. And like, even when they've become more of a run-based team, you know, you go back 2 years ago, they ran the football a lot. I think we've almost, somehow we've missed Jalen Hurts is having a good season. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Seth Jordan. He'll be with us in an hour for an interview. But Seth said something the other day about Jalen and about how we talk about him compared to other quarterbacks. And I love this. Here's Seth Joyner.
You know, I've had my points in time where I've been very critical of him. But I've also been one of his greatest supporters, too. And I think that there's a different line for Jalen than it is for a lot of other quarterbacks in the National Football League. A lot more latitude is given to guys like that than it is Jalen. And I don't think it's right. I really don't. Because, you know, he's playing better football. We want to talk about his ability to run with the football and minimize his ability to throw the football. But think about the balls that he's thrown.
He threw some nice balls yesterday.
Pretty.
The balls to Saquon yesterday, last week. The ball to Devontae last. The two balls to Devontae last week. The ball to A.J. Brown, the deep ball, was perfectly placed. You couldn't have asked for it. He couldn't walk down there and put the ball in there any better. The ball to Dallas Goedert, the scramble, and the accuracy of those two balls to Dallas Goedert and Johnny Wilson.
Seth's right. I mean, we do this thing where we give latitude to other quarterbacks. Jalen, we don't. He continued, and he used the phrase here, I think is really it when it comes to Jalen, how we discuss him. We kind of move those goalposts around. Here's Seth Joyner.
We move the goalposts when it comes to Jalen, you know, and then we give other quarterbacks such great credit. You know, you think about, there's so many teams. San Francisco, Brock Purdy is a good quarterback. But Brock Purdy has everything that a quarterback could ever want and desire.
Well, he does. And I think when Jalen does well, you know what we get a lot of, well, he's got A.J. Brown, he's got Devontae Smith, he's got Saquon Barkley. He does, but other quarterbacks have weapons too. Like, yeah.
I've never subscribed to that. And I hear the criticisms, and I understand it. And that's just the road that you have to hoe in situations like that. It's never going to be a level playing field when it comes to that, because Jalen is considered, When you talk to people, he's not considered a pocket passer. And I think that when you move the goalpost for most quarterbacks, it's for those guys that are pocket passers, the guys that, you know, are known as that sit in the pocket and deliver the football. It's not for guys that have a lot of athleticism, mm-hmm. and have the ability to get out of certain plays or extend plays and things of that nature. That's why I think it's the goalpost is different for Jalen than it is for anybody else. That's the biggest reason that I think it is. And when you have that type of athletic ability, nobody's going to look at you the same way they look at a Brock Purdy, because there's still a bunch of people that's enamored by the fact that, you know, guy can pass from the pocket, guy that delivers football. Even when we talk about Jaden Daniels, one of the first things that comes to mind when you talk about him is the fact that, oh, wow, he delivers a great ball from the pocket, mm-hmm. because I think most football players know that at some point, you're going to have to beat teams from the pocket. Jalen has done that. Jalen has thrown, like Seth said, Jalen has thrown some beautiful balls to receivers and got them open.
Deep shots down
the field. Deep shots. And, you know, you talk about his arm strength and everything. It's just a different landscape, because I can almost guarantee, even though Lamar Jackson is considered the MVP, he's the front runner for the MVP, he is, that he's not looked at in the same light as a Jared Goff or Brock Purdy, for that matter, because of his athleticism. It's kind of always
different.
Kind of been like
different kind of quarterback.
Yeah.
It feels like with Jalen, when the criticism is there, we're too hard, and when the praise is there, it's almost like we missed this. His season has turned in a significant way, and I think we've underrated it. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Have we underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having? And he's got a big one tomorrow night to add to it with the Commanders coming in. Kyle Quinn back in the studio as we are live at Klondike Cates in Newark, Delaware. Kyle, what are you thinking on Jalen? Have we underrated this thing, or has it been fair based on everything?
I think it's been fair. And I'm going to sound haterish when I say this, and I hate that I have to do this, because now today, with my argument, I'm going to sound like I'm a Jalen Hurts hater. I'm not, But let's be honest, guys. He's fourth in MVP odds because he's the quarterback of a team that's 7-2. That's just how the odds work and the voting works. Like, look no further than a guy who's above him, Patrick Mahomes, who's the quarterback of an 8-0 team. And he's had a bad year, Patrick Mahomes. He's not had a very good season. In fact, the guy who's not ahead of Jalen Hurts, who's had a better season than Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield. He's 24 touchdowns and 9 interceptions, a higher completion percentage, a higher passer rating, and he's not in the MVP odds. So MVP odds aren't necessarily indicative of just how good of a season a guy's having. And this isn't to say Jalen's had a bad year. I think he's had a fine year, but I think the praise is there when it's appropriate, and I think the criticism's been there when it's appropriate. Like, in the beginning of the year, he was turning the ball over too much. That was a fact. And nobody, none of us at least, said Jalen Hurts stinks. We said he has to clean up the turnovers. Yep. That was true.
And he did.
And he did, right. So I'm glad that he's cleaning up the turnovers, but we've been talking about how he's cleaned up the turnovers. We talked about how he went 4-5 straight games without turning the ball over, and we praised him for it. And now, agenda time, guys, because I'm looking at another guy on this team who gets all the crap when the team stinks or the team isn't playing well.
Here we go. Here's the agenda.
And gets none of the credit when they play well. Jalen does get credit when the team plays well, and he gets crap when the team doesn't. So I don't know. Like, I think maybe there are some, if you're in the camp that's like Jalen Hurts stinks and he's not a good quarterback, then yeah, you're wrong and you've been underrating his season. But at least for how we've talked about it, it's all been totally fair.
Some has. I do think we've underrated it. 215-592-9494. I'm also struck by how the perception becomes reality and the first impression becomes everything. Think about how Jalen started his season 2 years ago.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 years ago, right? They won every game. He got to the top of the MVP odds pretty quick. They were rolling. This year was different. It was choppy. But the bottom line is the bottom line, 7-2. The bottom line is his numbers are better than they were 2 years ago in a lot of categories. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. Have we underrated the season Jalen Hurts is having? It just kind of struck me this week looking at it, where he is, where he ranks. Because, I feel like when people talk about him, we haven't talked about him overall like a guy that's got top 5 numbers at the quarterback position.
Well, yeah, because there are some people out there, Joe, that no matter what he does, they're not going to see it for what it is because they're agenda-driven.
Well, and it's like people say he's a product of the team or they've taken the ball out of his hands and run more, which is somewhat true.
Yeah, and they were saying that he's not able to do this or he's not able to do that or he's not going to win a game for you. He's won some games for you. And when you talk about some of those other quarterbacks that you would probably put in front of him, his resume looks very eerily similar to some of those guys. But like I said, there are some people that no matter what Jalen does, he's going to always be looked at in that prism and there's going to always be that, well, he has this and he has that. Even though when I think about somebody that has the same things, Brock Purdy has benefited tremendously.
Yeah, and
from having a loaded roster.
Sure, and a great coach, right? A play caller at the coach. But it just feels like a lot of yeah buts. I'll even go to Sunday and then write to your phone calls. 215-592-9494. Sunday, I understand he had some turnovers in the first half, right? He threw a pick in the end zone he can't throw and he fumbled. I mean, he put them – those were not good plays. I think anyone would admit that. But, like, just take a step back for a second. Jalen Hurts accounted for 4 touchdowns on Sunday.
Yes,
accounted for 4 touchdowns. And his 2 touchdown throws, he had to make plays on, right? The Johnny Wilson one, the Goddard one. Like, they weren't layups. Like, he had to move and make a play and make a throw. It counted for 4 touchdowns in Dallas on the road. I understand where the Cowboys are right now. And he averaged 10 yards per throw. and they won the game 34-6. And yet there's still a lot of yeah buts. Like, it just feels like we yeah but when he does well, and when he doesn't do well, we jump on it. 215-592-9494. I think we've underrated the season Jalen Hurts has had so far. Let's go to Big V, starting us off here on the Midday Show today. Big V, good morning.
Yo, Gilio, and you ain't being silly, yo, man. I'm loving you today, Joe.
Well, I'm just speaking facts here, Big V. That's all. What are you thinking?
Okay, here's the thing. Since Jalen immersed onto the field, he's been either villainized or hero worship. And those who have been villainizing him since, you know, the fumble in the Super Bowl have continued to do it. And they're hard on him. And I love Jalen. And when I hear it, yeah, it breaks my heart because it's like talking about my kid. But, you know, in one sense, yeah, as you said, yeah, he's our guy. And we're watching him closely. And some people can be a little harsh in their criticism, but some people, you know, have been giving him a lot of praise. But, you know, here's the thing. He had some mistakes, okay? He had the Super Bowl, then the year where they imploded, and, you know, the beginning of the season wasn't looking good, but they got it together. They've been consistent in improving every aspect of the Eagles, including Jalen. I mean, he did a good stretch without an interception. But if you look at that interception, that was an extraordinary defensive play. I don't think they're not even five guys in the NFL that could have made that interception that happened to him.
It was a good play. You know, yeah, and Diggs is a good player. Yeah, I mean, look, Jalen can't throw picks in the end zone. We all know that. But, yeah, I agree. It was a good play.
Yes. So, I mean, like, but I also have to say this. Some of the criticism that has been going towards the Eagles, whether they're listening to it or not, has been, you know, to some people, it has been, you know, lighting a fire under them to get better. And to some people, it's like, you know, the Eagles are always going to be trash. Most of them are Dallas fans, but, you know, you see what happened to them Sunday. But, you know, I think that, you know, the praise should be as loud as the criticism. And we don't get that much from him.
Well, which here's the thing, and Big V, we appreciate the call. When it comes to the quarterback position in Philadelphia, there's always the criticism is always going to be louder than the praise, right? That's
how, man.
Donovan went through this for a long time.
Y'all need to put that to bed. That's
that
never
phrase.
Happen.
Yeah, not at that position.
I'm just saying. Period. That's never going to happen. Like you're asking people to praise somebody as loud as a criticism. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm going to make a baseball comp here. It's almost like if a hitter hits 180 in April and then you wake up in July and they're hitting 300, you're like, well, yeah, 180 in April. The reality is they're hitting 300. It's July. Like,
yeah.
Jalen has rebounded from September, and he's having a good season.
And he's playing well at the time you want your quarterback to play well.
Yes.
And he's protecting the football. He's made a conscious effort, and I see it every week, to protect the football.
Sunday he's got to be – like the fumble Sunday
I'm
was not good.
I'm just saying, but you can see when he's running with the football,
two hands
on the football, and it's almost like he goes into these steps, okay, protect the football. Okay, I'm about to get hit. Make sure I protect the football.
Yep.
It's like he's consciously protecting the football. But like I said, man, nobody's going to see that because, like I said, you're still looking for or you're still waiting for the finished product. It's almost like I remember when I was younger, man, when I started playing football, my dad used to come to the games all the time, right? And he would stand on the fence. I could see it, and he would just stand there. And I would make a play, and I would, you know, playing flag football, and I'd pull the flag up, and he would just stand there, wouldn't say a word. And it was one of those things where I didn't know if he was happy or he was sad. But at the end of the game, he's like, hey, you did a good job. But that's just, you know, some pops, they yelling and screaming every play. You can hear them, and sometimes it gets annoying. My pops was the type, he just stood back there, didn't move, didn't make a face, just kind of watched. And at the end of the game, then he would say something. So it's kind of like that. And that's how I kind of look at it, is that Jalen's playing well. But he's not going to get all the accolades right now because you're still waiting to see what happens at the end.
I get that. But sometime along the way, you got to have to like realize, like, hey, this thing has really moved in the right direction. 215-592-9494.
Well, it definitely has.
I mean, you look – it's just hard to make any sort of – case that he's not playing like a top 10 quarterback right now. He is, and that's a huge thing for the Eagles. He was in September. He's rebounded. Let's talk about Jalen Hurts. Have we underrated a season? We'll get to the Embiid stuff as the show goes along. Just a joke last night, what he said after the game, what Shaq said about him coming up later on as well. We'll talk to Seth Joyner today. We'll talk to Elliot Shore-Parks. We'll let you hear Nick Sirianni on with the morning show. On the other side, you'll hear from Nick Sirianni on Jalen Hurts. Combo-Con is back.
Combo-Con.
We'll tell you about today, what we're looking for, and, of course, the big prize we're giving away. And today we are live at Klondike Kate's Restaurant and Saloon in Newark, Delaware. It is Christmas-themed here. You know, they went all out for this.
No, listen,
this is
awesome. I came in, and you know, normally early in the week I was complaining about, you know, places not really letting Thanksgiving breeze.
No, this
I'm okay with this.
This is awesome.
Like, they got the presents set up downstairs.
The drink specials.
They got the – did you see that? It said – A nut job is like $9. The naughty shots.
Yeah.
Should I have not said that on there?
Yeah. I just make sure you've.
No, I'm just saying it's $9.
Okay.
It's a shot. And they got the Christmas cookie. They got the Cindy Woo-Hoo.
Yeah, from the Grinch.
Yeah. And the Grinch stuff.
The Grinch theme.
But I just had to start with that first one.
I knew you were going there.
Kind of get the juices flowing a little bit. Let it loosen up a little bit.
All right, coming out, Klondike Kate's. Enjoy Bud Light and Michelob Ultra Specials all football season at Klondike Kate's. 215-592-9499.
It's only $9, too.
It's a good deal.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.